No lies told today. Only truth as we see it. Gentlemen, how is everybody? Super. Don't care. Let's get into it, Rico. We got a defense. That's my headline today. We'll get to the Tigers at some point, but what's the purpose? They're a mortal lock to make the playoffs. We've been beating up on Fangraphs. The Rico graph has been the true barometer.
Yeah, I like the new updated number.
97.1%. It would take an act of God for you to miss the playoffs. But we'll get to it. Lions, I don't know. The only takeaway for me was back to basics. Run the football, 200 on the ground. We're not going to have Jared Goff turn into, you know, Air Coryell. And defensively, punts or wins. I thought the defense made Kyler Murray look stupid in the second half. No?
They did. The defense really corralled him, Mike, because I was expecting, you know, the whole mobile QB, he's going to break plays. No, you contained him. I mean, he had a couple spots, but other than that, and especially in the second half, they got three. Everybody's going to say, well, the Lions didn't score. They scored 3 points, okay? You held them to three.
It's back-to-back weeks. Your defense has dominated high-powered offenses. And I think that's the headline because long-term, I don't have any doubts about the offense. I don't like what I'm hearing with LaPorta. If you're asking me, I'm not a doctor, but a high ankle sprain, I'm not playing through that because that'll linger all year. I think you shut him down if it's a true high. Yeah, you shut him down for a month. And we got to go play. Like, I need Sam LaPorta right for December and January and February. The defense is what you needed, right? You needed it in San Francisco, and it wasn't there for you. Rico, I'm not turning the Bucs and Cards into, you know, the peak Niners when they're healthy. It's just, I'm very encouraged. Now, again, here's my surprise face. Oft-injured player is injured. Marcus Davenport with, you know, a serious elbow.
Were hoping you can get to at least week six. It didn't happen that way. Now, even Terrion Arnold got picked on early. And as I told people, he's going to be good, but yeah, he's a rookie, and he's going to get those rookie calls. And by that means they're going to call him for every little ticky-tack thing. Play through it, go back out there, don't get frustrated. And then later on in the game, he had a couple, they had him up against Marvin Harrison Jr., and he made the stops. Harrison didn't catch the ball.
Lions defense looks aggressive. They look athletically superior to last year's unit, and young players have a right to get better, right? So I'm with you. I just would like to know where you guys are at. Look, every game is not going to be a work of art and a 42-3 destruction. I take yesterday in today's NFL, that's an A-plus win. You went on the road as a field goal favorite and largely dominated the team you faced. Wow. After that first drive, what did Arizona really do on offense all day?
Not much.
No, Bo Diddley.
Not much.
And you lined up physical, first time since that Rams overtime. Did you feel, hey, line of scrimmage is moving? O-line played their best game. Agree? Oh,
yeah. I mean, I think the epitome of that, Mike, is picking up Montgomery and carrying him 5 yards.
Like, literally.
Like he was at a Jewish wedding. Like, where are we going with him? He's just, okay, and there he is, 5 yards later.
No, and again, if you want to quibble about stuff, I'm good with it. When you're a Super Bowl type team and you want perfection, I'm not telling you it's perfect. Oh, Goff threw a pick. Yeah, it was actually a really good zone blitz. Sneaky to take your number one edge and a guy leading the team in sacks and Gardock and drop him into coverage, and he flashed and Goff made a mistake.
Yeah.
But let's not act like it was Will Levis. So I'd like to know where you guys are at with it. I think it stabilized things. It calms things. Now you come home. You're going to face – listen, I will say this. Aiden is having a hell of a year. I'm not knocking him. But this is the most unbelievable streak of facing backup tackles you're ever going to see. Guess what he's going to get to see next week? Backup tackles in Seattle. Aiden might have 40 sacks if he faces 17 backup tackles. So you're home. You're settled. You're going to have the home field advantage. And then we got to stop the voodoo. Enough with Rico's hero, Geno Smith. We are not allowing this man to come in here and win again.
That's my hero.
Damn Geno Smith.
No, here's the thing that I like that the Lions did. And it was the controversial play. It looked as if it was a pick six in the air right before the 2-minute warning.
It was.
They turned. But what they did was smart. Knowing that Arizona's still upset over that, hey, how about this trick play for a touchdown while you're over there bitching to the refs? There you go.
It's something for tomorrow's show, not today. But Rico is hitting upon something. The state of NFL officiating has never been worse. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And I mean, don't even get me started on Chiefs in Atlanta. We'll just leave it for tomorrow. But it is the officiating in this sport is making the sport itself hard to watch. It's brutal. And you're right. Missed calls. Please get a notepad. For I love a sport who wants to review more stuff, but all that's doing is having them miss more things.
But this is not reviewable. But they took that and used it to their advantage while Arizona is still upset about that. Yeah, how about this trick play? And now we're going to go into halftime.
And look, here's what we'll do. Rico, if you're okay with it, I mean, I'll leave it open-ended if people want to call about the Tigers. But there's, guys, I mean this, and it's the ultimate compliment I can pay you, is I've been saying for weeks, FanGraphs can go to hell. Your odds are way better. But we've reached mortal lock stage. Like now, I view the Tigers' playoff chances. Now it's a disappointment if they don't close this thing out and I have to start Scooble next weekend. Literally.
Yeah.
There's no drama. As we have been telling you, Kansas City and Minnesota especially, they can't win games.
I mean, we are watching the Voodoo Live as Costa and I are doing the Lions pregame show, and it's NFL games on all the different monitors at B-Dub. It's one with the Tigers, and Mike, that's what everybody was watching. And we're like, wait.
Saturday afternoon, Rico. Orioles tied at 4, bottom 9, second and third, nobody out. And the Tigers got out of that. Yeah. Cue the Godsmack. Yeah, that's Voodoo.
Parker Meadows goes up, takes home run away, and he keeps it tied.
He's a Gold Glove caliber center fielder, and he's a weapon, but it's Voodoo. Like, let's just be real.
It is.
But it's also reached mortal lock phase. But we can get to that as a separate topic, but if you're all horned up to talk baseball on a Monday, God bless. I don't care. Rock and roll. We wanted to save some of the college stuff. Because if you get me going on it, I won't stop. It's going to be a problem.
We'll save.
Well, to hell with it. You know what? Maybe I won't be here tomorrow. We could just do it all today.
You'll be here
tomorrow. Maybe I'll just not show up. 248-539-9797. David, the 3-0 Pittsburgh Steelers number one fan. Mr. Hatchett, your thoughts on the Lions?
Must be nice to be so privileged.
I know. What is it like where your team can't score in a whorehouse, but you're 3-0?
I don't know. I think we're going to be the third pick of the NFL draft. So.
Yeah, see, you're right. I'll take that. What I won't take is not so good Detroit Lions offense.
Oh, dear.
I'm not impressed with what I saw yesterday. The defense, sure. It's the offense that I have the problem with. You need a trick play to score?
Oh, David, that was a brilliant hook and ladder.
I'm sorry.
That was brilliant.
You should have been down 14-13 at halftime. That was an interception. They got the ball off before the 2-minute warning. You would have been losing, and then your offense did nothing in the second half. So if you're losing at halftime and then your offense does nothing, which has done nothing all year, then you would have lost that game. You should have lost that game. That offense is pathetic right now.
David, here's what I'll say. I cannot agree with you. I can't agree with much of what you said. It's your opinion. The only thing that I will say, I had one problem yesterday. On the 4th-and-1, kick a field goal, go up 2 scores. It's math, okay? It's not bravado. It's not, that was my only like, kick the field goal, because one day he may have to make this field goal in real life. If he misses it, you still have the lead. But that was my only gripe of that was a mistake. The penalty, that's the NFL's fault, because that should be reviewable.
You're getting worked up.
You talk about the 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the NFL's fault, but I applaud the Lions for taking advantage of it. Because think about it. If it was the other way around, Detroit probably would have been angry at the refs and not paying attention, and they hit him with the 2-piece combo, and nobody saw that play coming. So good for Detroit for taking advantage of a bad situation.
Mobile Goff.
You know
at the
what?
End of the game, I did text that to my friends, Mobile Goff season.
Here's the deal. From here on out, in the Prop Bet Casino, there will be a Mobile Goff stat.
Yes.
Over under 7.5 rushing yards.
Every time he does it, I feel like he's muttering like the Hamburglar F. Costa. And he's just like, I'm going to seal this game with my feet. Mobile Goff.
Because it was the play that no one saw.
Three games, three critical first downs.
The defense, is that allowed? Is that fair?
David, here's all I'll tell you, right? When you look at, and box scores can be misleading.
Oh, yes, they can.
But when you look at this, let's start out with the bread and butter of the Lions defense. You will not run the football on us. James
Correct.
Conner, 9 carries for 17 yards.
Correct.
James Conner's been a menace. You just took away the running game. From a quarterback standpoint, David, Kyler Murray threw the ball 35 times. He barely had 200 yards passing.
That's the defense.
And you took it away.
Yeah.
Now, offensively, here's where I take issue with what you said. You're right in that it wasn't as effective as you'd like. You'd love to get the 30 points. But your quarterback goes 18 to 23 for 200 yards, two touchdowns. The one pick, that was a tough moment.
Understood.
That's tough. But the running game. David, they averaged damn near 5 yards a carry for 40 carries.
No, that's wonderful. The part I have a problem with their offense is, other than the overtime game this year, when you went out and scored when you needed to score, when else have they been able to do that this year? And that's my problem, because when you come in the NFL, you're going to have to go out there in the middle of a game and have a drive and say, you know, we have to score on this drive. They haven't shown me that ability yet this year.
Right, but when you're up to – here would be my argument, and then we'll get to the people. 248-539-9797. When you're up two scores in an NFL game and your defense is balling, you as a Steeler fan ought to know it's okay to punt, play defense. You want to do this ego stuff like you're on PlayStation, that's just not real. Yes, the offense is going to round into form, but I'm listening to the fearless leader, Dan Campbell. Hold on. I'm listening to Dan Campbell, and all I'm saying to you is, by the bye week, I think this thing will come out at a bye, and it's going to look right. That's how I feel. People, give me your thoughts. And if, as I said, if you are walking around fully engorged and you want to bring baseball to the mix, go for it. It's a mortal lock. You're in. Now I'll be disappointed if we got to pitch Scooble this weekend. Why? Because the Twins can't win games. We've been trying to tell you this. Hell, they shouldn't have won Friday night. Did you see that clown car? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be half as excited as Dan Miller is about anything. You can almost feel like his head was going to explode. But I need the playoffs to be that excited.
You mean like Ben Johnson.
Yes. I'm above this. It's about the playoffs. David, Ticket Tech's rolling in. Talk to me. What do the people have to say besides you being a negative ass?
Whatever. It's safe to say our defense is our best unit, and Goff had a three subpar game so far this year. A rookie pick and missed J-Mo twice for big plays with all day to throw from MT.
Hold on a minute. Let me collect myself. 18 of 23 for 200 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. You know what? I quit.
No.
Enjoy Greg Landry or Milt Plum or Chuck Long or Andre Ware or Rodney Pete or Eric Kramer or Stoney Case or Gus Frerotte. I'm done.
Time out. Here's what's happened. I think the fans have been seduced by Ben Johnson and the greatest offense put together with the greatest offensive line put together. And therefore, if Goff does not go out there and give you 400 yards and four touchdowns in every game, he's underperforming.
You're leading me into a point that we will expand upon during tomorrow's show. People.
Wow, that's two for two.
This is the NFL preseason. See, you've been told it's week one, week two, week three of the NFL. Mm-mm. This is preseason. These games are ass. That's why so many players are getting hurt. That's why the performances are uneven. That's why things look wonky. You can't practice. You can't hit. You don't play in the preseason. Well, here we are. And you know what happens when it goes live fire? Chaos. I mean, if it looks this way in week eight, Rico, I'll be the first guy to agree with these people. But right here, right now, you're 2-1. You should be 3-0. And your defense looks like a legitimate top 10 or top third of the league unit.
Exactly. But a lot of people expect the offense to pick up right where they left off the first half in San Francisco. It should be a juggernaut. You should be seeing these trick plays, and you should be seeing all of this stuff. And every receiver gets a touchdown. Every running back gets a touchdown. And it's like, no, that's not how it works.
It's Lions NFL Blitz, the video game.
Right. Lions not going to score 70 points a game, people. That's no. Just no. But.
Wait. 97 ones, Rico Beard reporting, Lions will not average 70 a game.
A lot of the fans expect that because, well, we have weapons.
It's too early in the week to get in trouble, but I had a great one-liner for you. David, go ahead. I'll share that with you momentarily. Oh, David, go ahead.
Tom in Flat Rock says, the Lions are not relying on the offense to put up 30-plus points to win. This team feels balanced, and I love it.
Thanks, Tom.
This Laporta lingering injury is killing the offense. First half, when we were targeting Laporta, had him included. We were moving the ball with ease, though, otherwise.
Look, sit him down now so he's ready later. High ankle sprains are nothing to play with. And if you try to gut through it, he'll be compromised the whole year. I'm not a doctor. We'll listen to Dan Campbell at 4 o'clock. Maybe they've got a better prognosis. But a high ankle sprain, that's a 4 to 6 week deal. And playing through it, Rico, I don't want Sam Laporta at 70% or 65%.
No, especially with an early bye. This is one where, yeah, you bite the bullet. You got enough in the equity.
If we beat your old crusty-ass quarterback who always comes in here and torments
us. I was in my quarterback.
You love Geno Smith.
No, I just think
you defended him.
You threw him away too soon. He was supposed to be out of the league 3 years ago.
Nice to see the Lions offense get back to that rhythm and efficient run game, but I'm worrying and wondering where the big plays are and why haven't we put up points yet?
Flow chart. This is preseason. It'll happen, guys. Go to DJ in Detroit. He's batting leadoff, 97-1. What's up, Deej?
What up, Doe? How you doing, y'all?
Did you take the PJ home from Arizona? You're back? You're back.
Yeah, you're hilarious. You hilarious, man. First, yeah, I'm literally driving home right now, man.
Okay.
Real quick, man. Shout out to all the Detroit fans, Mike. We literally took that stadium over. It was probably like 45, 50.
Very evident on television. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, like that was probably the most non-home field advantage I've seen a team have. Like, there was no home field advantage. Seriously.
No.
It was mostly us.
DJ, so, I think the only other time you'll get that is if you go to L.A. to SoFi Stadium.
Nope, I was there last year. Nope, it was a lot. It was way more. Maybe because the Detroit fans, you know, whatever, couldn't fly out there. But no, it was a lot of Rams out there last year. Not like this. This was crazy. It was mostly us. But so look, man. Mike, real quick, Rico needs to lay off on you from here on out because Kyler Murray is one of the littlest human beings I've ever seen. The fact that he is a quarterback in the NFL is a modern marvel. That dude ain't 5'10", he ain't 5'9", he ain't 5'8". That dude about 5'7". And in person, it looks like Webster running around with a ball. It's unreal how little he is.
Well, you ever notice how big his helmet looks on his body? It's almost like Spaceballs the movie.
Yeah.
He looks like Rick Moranis.
Mike, yeah, DJ made sure he sent me a picture of that.
It looks even funnier in person, man. But let's talk some football, man. Number one, our defense is outstanding. I'm hoping that the Marcus Davenport thing doesn't hurt us too bad because we definitely are taking away from the run. Our man-to-man coverage looks outstanding. Our secondary looks outstanding. What I would throw at what you guys were just leading around to, Mike, I think what you're saying is kind of true, where it may be a bit of the preseason kinks being knocked out, but at the same time, Mike, I keep telling you, at these games, Jared Goff is being the check down king. I don't expect him to throw for 300 or 400 yards, but there are guys open on 10 and 15 yard outs on the sidelines and up the field. He's either not looking or he's not getting it to him, Mike. I'm telling you, it's there. And teams yesterday, he threw another interception right in the middle of that field. I told you, they're cheating too. That's the problem.
Well, but we do have to give a little bit of credit defensively. That was a hell of a zone blitz look. And dropping your best pass rusher underneath, that was a bang, bang move. Hey, look, I'm not making an excuse for him. I'm just telling you, the other guys are getting paid too. So, Deej, here's the thing. If Jared Goff starts making a bunch of the throws that you're demanding he make, he's not going to be his best self. He does not. I have never told you he's got some howitzer for an arm. He's not going to make a bunch of those deep out throws towards the boundary. He's not.
No, So, Mike, I agree with you. Listen, I'm not demanding that you force anything. All I'm saying is take what they're giving you because they're giving it to us. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying force it, but be better and complete it. Be better and don't throw an interception three straight games.
Are you ready?
Again, he's not playing bad, but he ain't playing very good. Let's be fair.
Are you ready for the next 3-4 weeks of shows where I'm slamming a chair for a pass rusher at the deadline now with Davenport dead?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, I'm right with you 1,000%. Well, what's up with the James Houston? So James Houston just fell off a cliff.
I don't even know if he's a real person anymore. Like, I kind of wonder if there's a cardboard cutout of James Houston at a locker stall. Like, it's not even a real person. It's a fall from grace.
I'm going to let you guys go. Hey, Rico, I need you to get a voodoo doll. I need you to do whatever you need to do. Do not let Geno Smith come in here looking like Aaron Rodgers mixed with Randall Cunningham. Please. I don't know what we need to do.
I know.
Figure it out. I can't take that.
Hey, DJ, I got you covered because David's got the pipeline to JC. Get that Holy Ghost language up out of you. No Geno Smith next Monday night. Otherwise, I'm going to be on the air sounding like the idiot from the video. If Geno comes in here and throws for 338, here's me Monday at 2. No. Sorry. Accidental. The point I'm making, there will be no Geno Smith nonsense this go-round. No more. All right, 97.1, we go right to the people. Ivory is back at it with us, 97.1. Ivory, welcome back. How are you?
All right, how are you guys doing today?
Good, hey, Ivory. What do you got for us?
A couple things on the Lions, but first, real quick, please beat the Seahawks. I don't know if I could take any more of them just beating us, so that's bad. But, my thing with the Lions is, I don't know if it's so much – I still have faith in Ben Johnson and the offense. I don't think Jared Goff he's doing decent, not as good as he can be, but I think things will get better, like you said, Mike. But to David's point, I don't know if it's more so, I think it's necessarily like the play calling. Real quick, what I mean is, for example, I don't know, I think it was late in the game, was it fourth quarter or third quarter? They missed a pass to J-Mo on the left side, and it was third and two. They had just ran Jahmyr Gibbs back-to-back, for 10 chunk yardage. I just don't like when they get cute and do unnecessary plays. Your strength is your run game. Run it. Too many times I've seen over the first three games, especially last week, where they run plays at moments that you don't need. It's not like you're up 2-3 scores. They just do plays to me at times this year in the three games where you don't need to do these things. You have a dominant line. You have two great running backs. Use them. So, that's that. The play calling, I'm just not a fan of. I think it'll get better. But my last point is, to your point, Mike, about the deadline, I saw this Marcus Davenport news. And I'm two things. I don't know if it'll happen. Just follow me. I don't know if it'll happen, but can you please at least make an effort? Can you please go and rescue Max Crosby from Las Vegas and put him opposite Hutch? Just try, see what they want, and rescue him from Las
you'd
Vegas.
You'd be talking multiple first round picks at a minimum, and I don't even know if they'd still do it. But no, Ivory, listen, you're not wrong in that Brad Holmes' job is to canvass the league and acquire, have conversations, and it is clear. Listen, I never liked the Davenport.
Tom Reddick or somebody.
Well, he'd require a contract. I get what you're saying. Ivory, my point is this. We, as a radio show, never understood the Marcus Davenport thing. Always hurt guy comes here and...
Wait for it.
Check my notes. Oh, dead. So he may be out for the year. He's never healthy. You were banking on him bucking the trend. And that was on top of signing Carlton Davis, who, when healthy, is good, but is not healthy. So you were kind of tempting fate. I'm with Ivory in that if we are in it to win it, I need to see some reports here the Lions are going after it, because you cannot be thin on the defensive line, specifically edge. You are one rolled ankle away from having no pass rush. Agree?
Agree.
Aiden is one bad step. from you having what at edge?
Houston, we have a problem.
Literally, I mean, he's not even a real person. Let's go to Cameron, 97.1. Cam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I mostly felt positive about the Lions game. Like, Goff looked very good besides the interception, but that was more so a good defensive play. The thing that I see throughout these first three games that has me concerned, and I hate to say it because this player has been like a linchpin of the team for ages and everyone loves him, but at least in terms of pass protection, we might need to start a dialogue about Frank Ragg now, because he has, out of everyone on the offensive line, he is like by a significant margin looked the weakest out of everyone in pass protection.
Well, here's the problem. And now, again, Cam, if you have an issue, that's fine. If you look at do you do the PFF at all or no?
No, I don't really check up.
All right, PFF now I'm not using this as a Bible, so I'm just offering this to you as a piece of information. Mm-hmm. Of your top six graded players, regardless of position yesterday, I believe Frank Ragnow came in at 4 or 5.
Hmm.
Sewell, Zeitler, and Ragnow were your top three rated offensive linemen and players overall, according to Pro Football Focus.
That's funny, because I kind of, with Cameron, I saw a couple times where he was getting beaten. It was like,
but don't we always just talk about when a lineman has a bad moment? No one ever talks about the 35 snaps where you didn't see a thing. I don't know.
No, Mike, that's fair.
Just offering.
It's fair.
You know, I love people bitch about the Goff interception. You got anything else to say about the 70 other snaps he took? Getting into the right play, setting the protections, checking to some of these runs that you had 4, 5, 6, 7 yard carries on. Like, I understand, okay, Ragnow had a bad moment. How many snaps and part of running for 200 yards, true or false, Ragnow is the centerpiece of that line who sets a lot of the fits. Do what you want with it. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Shane, 97.1. Shane, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
I'm fired up about this defense. After what happened in San Francisco last year and a couple other games, this has been such a blessing to see them really turn it around. And one thing is, we're missing, I think, was probably next to Hutch, our best defensive player last year, Melifonu, who hasn't seen a snap yet. That guy was all over the field last year, intercepting, sacking. He's coming back. A little concerned about some injuries, but I guess the question that I really have for this defense is, who is going to be that next guy on that defensive line? I know Davenport's probably going to be out. Who's going to step up besides Hutch? Hutch is getting chipped by, the offensive line, tight end, running back. He's getting double team, triple team. Sometimes there's got to be some kind of breakthrough. That's where I want to see this team take it to the next level. There should be a second level guy that's going to start really eating up if he's constantly blocked and can't get into the plays.
Well, I think that guy currently plays for another team. If I'm being just straight up with you, I don't think that person's here. They put a lot of eggs in the Marcus Davenport basket.
Hmm. Yeah, and I agree with you in the last caller too, Mike. This is the year they are buyers. I don't think they stand pat at this. Make a move. This could, the window, the windows in the league are small. We're in our window right now. Go get someone to wreak some havoc with Hutch. That's what I want.
And again, I mean, Shane, listen, I'm trying to have real conversation, not just with you, but this entire town when we talk about this team. I can be very positive about someone's work while not across the board agreeing with everything. Shane, this is where these wasted third and fourth round picks on Darkman come back to bite you in the ass. You know, you're busy taking a Broderick Martin who doesn't play a big role with this team. You could have taken Yaya Diaby. Or a couple years
Levi,
ago.
Pascal, all these guys that we thought were going to be.
No, I'm not even talking about them. Shane, listen, at least those were D linemen. I'm saying you drafted a Canadian dude without a profile pick this year. You mean to tell me there wasn't a player, considering their wonderful talent evaluation, they couldn't have drafted a rookie in the third, fourth round this year and gotten another edge rusher in the room?
Yeah. So what are you saying? Make a call to New York Jets?
I'm saying you call every team that's got an edge rusher and you figure it out. Because there is no scenario, if Davenport's out for the year, I'm not buying at the deadline and getting Aiden some help. Aiden Hutchinson is exploding. Part of it is he's getting better. Part of it is he's facing tomato cans that are backups at right tackle. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is, I got to get the guy some help.
Beauty of it is, he's taking advantage of tomato cans.
100%. He's a terror.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He's and he'll still be a Pro Bowler facing starters. What I'm saying is, no, he's not Derek Thomas every game. Yeah, he had two sacks against the tight end against the Bucs. I'm just making a point. Like, eventually, that's going to be Trent Williams on the other side of you. Fair. Let's get the guy some help. I'll get back to the business at hand, but right now we go around the globe, so to speak. A little football today, shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
Aiden Childs just threw another interception.
Okay, then. Let's talk about college football here. All righty, then.
Stop it.
And another one.
Stop it.
We're never going to get through this, are we, Rico? Nope. Never going to get through it.
Start. Let's go. Right,
let's start. Turn the sounder off.
Let's go.
I can. You're right.
Don't take my joy.
Let's start in Tennessee, where Tennessee went on the road and beat Oklahoma 25-15. And I get everyone wants to talk about offense and what Nico does for Tennessee. Let's talk about that defense, though, because that unit nationally ranks second in total defense, second in rushing defense, and third down defense.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yes.
But again, guys.
Oh, but
look who they've played.
Okay. Yeah. I was about to say, okay.
And Oklahoma, I mean, what a turd Jackson Arnold is. He got benched for a guy I never heard of. I mean, Tennessee fumbles inside their own five. Arnold goes, no, here, take it back. Fumble Ruski. Look, James Pierce is a top 10 overall pick. You can't sleep on the rest of the line. They look like the other team that might be talked about in the national championship conversation with the Georgia, with the Texas, with an Oregon. Look, that was a big game. Yeah, that was everything for Oklahoma, and you went to their place and you largely dominated.
Going back home. Okay, yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe they've elevated. And Nico had the one deep post that was a Mahomesian throw.
It was.
The ball was 2 feet off the ground for 40 yards. Doesn't even make sense.
So let's move over to Oklahoma State because something's wrong here.
Everything.
Sure, the final score was 22-19, but they were down 22-3 at one point. They benched Alan Bowman, then struggled again, and then brought him back in the game. What is going on there?
You want first dibs?
They're not good.
Okay, nuanced.
No. Here's the thing. They seem to be like, oh, well, you know what? Everybody's gone from the Big 12. Here's your chance. You get to be the top dog. And they are falling they're falling without any help, David. I don't understand, but I actually do, because this is one of those teams that every year you're told they're going to be good. They're going to be good. And then they're not. And I see this as I let the one game they played, I'm like, okay, you're allowed one, but they didn't have their starting, Utah didn't have a starting QB.
Cam Rising.
Rising.
Out. Here's the secret to the sauce with Okie State, and this is the part I can't explain. They return their line intact. They're all old men. These are veteran O-linemen. The same guys who helped Ollie Gordon be a Heisman Trophy candidate, they can't run the effing ball.
Last time I checked, Ollie's still there, right?
Yeah, and they couldn't run it against Tulsa, so you knew they weren't going to run it against the Utes.
Yeah.
That's a brutal loss. By the way, here's your reward, Okie State. Enjoy a trip to Kansas State after a terrible loss in Mormon land. Should go smoothly.
Yeah, Kansas State didn't look well, but they will be at home in that matchup, which helps them. Let's talk about the group of five chaos that we seem to have now. We have Memphis. They beat Florida State last week. Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame in week two. Toledo looked good and beat Mississippi State last week. Well, they all lost this week. Memphis lost to Buffalo. Memphis lost to Navy, Buffalo lost to NIU, and Western Kentucky beat Toledo.
Which means, as I've been saying all year, Boise State is going to be your
rep. That's what I was going to ask you.
Because there's no universe we're letting Falwell sit in the corner and get in on the action. That ain't happening.
What about James Madison? They beat North Carolina.
Go to hell. I want Ashton Gentry on a national stage with those beautiful stencil Bronco helmets.
I thought Northern Illinois, it was the Costa. It was the value pick. Like, you could get them on FanDuel. They were plus 4,000 just to make the playoffs.
And then you know what Thomas Hammock did? He slid his pants off and sat on the bowl. You come home off a bye after beating Notre Dame, and you lose to the State University of New York at Buffalo? Hey, Thomas, go cry on TV again. You bum.
Yeah, he's crying, all
what
right.
What a bum. That's inexplicable, Rico.
Fortunately, I have a parlay with Boise in it, so we're still good. Go ahead.
Oh, well, your needs are all we care about.
I learned from the best.
Your own receipts, I see you're keeping.
There it is.
Because I thought, especially Northern Illinois, you had the best win. You beat Notre Dame. All you got to do is not trip up on a matching Tuesday, and you'll be fine.
Well, get Hammock another roll. He's stuck on the bowl.
Well, the ACC teams, well, the top four ACC teams are showing you how to get it done in the transfer portal. They're all undefeated. Miami, quarterback, transfer portal. Louisville, quarterback, transfer portal. Pitt, transfer portal. Duke, transfer portal.
Aiden Childs just threw another interception.
You did this, David. I told you what to do, and you didn't listen to me.
David, Cam Ward is going to win Heisman, isn't he?
Probably. He looks really
now,
good.
I know the final score doesn't say it, but you're missing a note here. They were in a dogfight with Central Florida, and then early in the half, Byron Brown, who's the entire, basically he's Denard Robinson for South Florida. Not Denard Jazz Hands on the side of the road. I mean, the quarterback who's the whole offense.
You are a problem today.
The whole point is he got hurt. USF, the backup came in. 17 interceptions.
Is that what happened? But yeah, because I'm looking at the halftime score like, oh boy.
Yeah, Byron Brown got hurt, and that was that.
Well, what I enjoyed from that game, and if you see this on social media, was when Cam Ward, they were on the goal line, he pointed to the USF defense. This is where we're going. We're running the ball right here in this zone right here. And they did exactly that and couldn't stop.
Yeah, it's easy when all of a sudden you're up by that much.
Right, exactly.
You're showboating.
Let's talk about another problem in the SEC. Nope, not Florida. We know what they are. We sing what they are. Okay.
And Aiden Childs just threw in a triple coverage again.
Mike. Come on. Let's come on. David.
Did Aiden Childs miss another receiver that was wide open? I'm sorry.
That's a yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Bad.
What do you want to know?
Let's talk about the Auburn Tigers, who have lost at home for the fourth time in the past six games. They are 0-2 against Power 4 opponents this season. And Auburn is 6-19 in their past 25 games against Power 5 foes.
War Eagle.
And it hasn't gotten better with Hugh Freeze because he may be the reason, because they've dropped 10 of his 16 games against FBS competition.
Ready? Rico for the win. Why is it not going well for Hugh Freeze? And don't say hookers. That was at Ole Miss. Why is it not going well? You know the answer.
It's the quarterback.
Bam! If you don't get it right at the quarterback spot in today's college football, you are effed.
So no to Peyton Thorne.
He benched him.
I know.
But you're right, man. That's why when
Peyton
I brought
Thorne
up
shouldn't be an option.
The transfer portal earlier, like these are guys that went to these schools, Pitt and Duke, Malik Murphy. Why can't Auburn get a guy like that? Eli Holstein, that came from Alabama.
You know what?
Why can't Auburn?
Because for some reason, Malik Murphy just had bad PR or a bad agent because nobody wanted this kid. So I didn't know what happened at Texas, but anyway, he ends up at Duke because they're the only ones that picked up the phone.
You know, the other kid, too. And he was a spring transfer guy where you could have got a look at your quarterback situation. But down at Texas State, McLeod, the old James Madison quarterback, he's in his seventh year. But he could come in as a stopgap and provide a high floor for you. I have no idea. Remember, Hugh Freeze, never forget, coached a game from a hospital bed in the press box at Liberty. Never forget.
That was amazing, and we had another amazing week in college football. That is
Aiden Childs, oh boy, interception.
That is your college football blitz.